my favorite story time. Under the bed in my secret fort, and I'm gonna read.
The Sweet Tree, an old evil wizard, wants a tree to give him the golden fruits. Give me your coins. I know you're a tree of abundance, and you have coins and jewels, and I want those bags of gold now, and I want your emeralds and your diamonds. Give them to me. No, I will not give them to you, because they are only to be given to those with a pure heart, and you do not have a pure heart. Your heart is dark. Your heart is black.
I will get you, swinging tree. You with your cheery swing where all the kids come and swing, and you're so popular because you just mint gold and goodies to all the kids. I will get you for not giving me your gold. I was told you have gold, and I want my gold.
And a little girl came up the swing and swang and swang, and so the evil sorcerer Wampus decided to curse the tree so the tree would be alone and have no kids to play with.
I'll get you. You won't give me your gold. I will take away all the kids, and you will be alone, and no one can find you, and then you will give me your gold. Ha ha! I'll punish you. And when you give me your gold, I will make the kids find you again. So he waved his wand, and he laughed with his sprickety, sprick, scratchy voice. Yeah! Hee hee hee! Tree, tree, swinging tree, swinging tree. You will be cursed, and no one will find you. Not a kid, not a man or a woman will ever be able to find you. Unless, you want someone with a pure heart. Unless they have a pure heart. And these days, nobody does. My evil enchantment will curse you now. His wave his wand, and there was thunder in the air with a big crackle. A bolt of lightning hit the spot, and poof! The tree was no longer visible to the kids. The kids were looking at the tree. Hey, did you see the swinging tree? No, did you see the swinging tree? I don't see it, neither do I. And all the kids were looking, and then soon the swinging tree was forgotten by the kids of the new generation. Kids walked by the spot, but the tree was there with its warm, inviting wooden swing with a rope that would sway the kids back and forth. The tree had so much to offer, but was banished all alone by the wicked sorceress Wampus Pompous. And Wampus was sitting in his castle, waiting and waiting and looking in his computer with his little camera hooked up to the tree. No one has found that tree, but he won't give me that gold. I want that gold. He's refusing to give me that gold. Give me some diamonds, you tree. You dumb, boring tree. You're all alone. No one can find you. Why are you so selfish to not give me your gold and your diamonds? I want that gold.
And the tree, the swinging tree, lived its life alone and forgotten, with no one to swing on its tree and no one to give its gold and jewels to. And so the tree spent another 100 years. Even the birds stopped coming to visit the tree. The spell was so strong around the swinging tree. And then one day, a little girl was lost.
I'm lost. Oh no, how would I ever get home?
And the swinging tree heard the little girl's voice. And it was so excited. It hasn't heard a kid or has a kid around it in so long, because the spot was vanished and no one could see it. And the swinging tree gently waved its swing, hoping the child would see the swing and perhaps sit on it. It was a long time since someone sat on its swing, hanging from its large branch trunk. The tree, with its open arm, was looking at the little girl lost, and he wanted to help her, and she started to cry.
Oh, I got lost. I shouldn't have gone this way. My mom told me I shouldn't go this way, but I wanted to pick flowers. Oh, I wish I had a friend. I don't even have my phone. Jeez, it's going to be dark soon if I don't get home, and my mom's going to be worried. Oh,
and soon a wolf howled, "Ow! Ow!" And she heard crackles of footsteps by animals in the forest. Crackle, crackle. There was danger lurking. "Oh, I wish I had a friend. I shouldn't come alone. I should have gone with a friend. My mom always told me never to walk alone, and here I am. Oh." And then she looked, and she saw the swing. "What's a swing doing out here? Wow, look at all these wild, tall weeds just overgrown with this beautiful swing." And the tree was excited. The swinging tree couldn't believe the girl saw the swing. "Oh, it looks so nice and inviting. Maybe if I'll just sit here and swing back and forth, I can remember which way to go home." And the girl got on the swing and started the swing. And the tree was so happy. The tree and birds saw the tree. And birds came up and started chirping. "Tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet. Oh, this is a nice swing." And the tree was so happy. It was the first time a child had been on the swing in so long. And the girl swung. And the tree was able to speak to the girl. "Dear child, you just have to go down the pebbled path. I will give you some rocks, and they're magical rocks. They're golden rocks, and they will make a trail home for you. They will jump in front of you, and you just have to follow the trail. And if you'd like, you can pick them up and give them to your mother."
"A talking tree? Some shiny gold rocks that will lead me back home? Oh, thank you, tree. Thank you. I will remember this, and I will come back and swing, and I will bring some of my friends. Is that okay?"
"Yes," said the tree, "that would be lovely. It's been a long time since a child has swung on me."
"Oh, thank you, tree."
And so the tree dispensed some golden rocks, which were actually gold, and there was a diamond and an emerald and a ruby.
"So all you have to do is just hold them in my hand."
And the rocks jumped in front of her and made a trail all the way home. And when she got home, her mother said, "Where have you been? Where have you been?"
She goes, "I got lost, but I found a tree with a swing, and look what it gave me. And these pebbles showed me the way home."
And the mom was like, "These aren't pebbles. This is gold. This is diamond. This is an emerald. This is a ruby. Where did you find this tree?
I've heard of this tree a long time ago. There was a swinging tree where all the kids played, but we couldn't find it anymore. And we heard that it was full of gold. Oh, we will have to come by and bring it some water and bring it some fertilizer and say thank you to the tree for sending my daughter home. It is late tonight, but let us go back tomorrow." And the whole town heard of how the little lost girl found the swinging tree, and the swinging tree gave her gold and emeralds and diamonds and rubies. So the next day, the tree was full of kids laughing and playing, and the kids were swinging, and a lot of families wanted gold. But the tree didn't give out gold anymore, but the tree was happy, and the kids were happy to be on the swing. And old Sorcerer Wampus from his camera saw,
"I want my gold! Oh, curse and bless! That girl had a pure heart, and he gave her the gold! My gold is given to somebody else! Oh, and the tree can be seen! This is not fair! This is not fair! I waited and waited and wanted gold."
And the lesson is, have a pure heart and be positive, and one day your good fortune will come to you. And the tree, the swinging tree, had children swinging on it from this day forward, and there was beautiful plants and gardens planted by the girl. She made a beautiful garden, and she finally made it into a beautiful park, and the park was named the Swinging Tree. And the swinging tree gave and gave to all the kids of the town, and they were happy and smiling and playing at the park and swinging on the swinging tree. And the birds were on the branches and tweet and sang and chirped with happiness and joy. And the animals came, and beautiful flowers grew, and even a beautiful vegetable fruit garden grew. And that's our beautiful story. Thank you for listening. The end.
And thank you for being our friend, and subscribe and check out Enchanted Book Readings at GoDaddy. And thank you for subscribing to our YouTube, and thank you for being our friend again, Spy Shows. Lady Twisted, so to speak, and young Aiden.